Big news down at the Western Bulldogs Ox. Today, the resignation was received by the Western Bulldogs. Simon Garlick has been a part of the club for 13 years as a player, as a board member, manager, and just recent times, a chief executive. And today, he has made his resignation. The Western Bulldogs have accepted that. And Peter Gordon is the Western Bulldogs president. He joined us on Melbourne's Home of Footy. G'day, Pete.
Afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Yeah, we're well. We're shocked, though. We're shocked, Peter. Were you as shocked?
Oh, look, you know, you learn after a while to be shocked by very little in footy, guys. But, yeah, I want to say that he's been a terrific servant of the club, Simon, both as a player and as an executive in the commercial operations sense and in the last 4 years as a chief executive officer. But, you know, I guess it's a little-known fact that chief executives do turn over at a reasonable rate. You look at the AFL in the last little while. You know, we've seen Malcolm Holmes leaving Brisbane and Travis Auld leaving the Gold Coast and Cameron Schwab and Eugene Arocca and Stephen Trigg and Greg Swan, of course, leaving Carlton last year. It happens. It's a high-intensity job, and footy clubs, for their part, you know, have plans which change from time to time. And, yeah, we're thrilled at the job that Simon's done over a period. Wasn't an easy hand he was dealt, you know. He took over the club at a time when we'd been in three successive preliminary finals and we're sort of coming off that, some people call it the premiership window. Maybe in our case it was the preliminary final window. But at the end of that three-year period, when most teams coming off would expect to get a few first draft choices, you know, we were beset with those two new clubs coming into the competition and missed out on some of the choices that we ordinarily would have got first up. And in addition to that, you know, lost a few more players than most to the new clubs coming in. We lost Callum Ward, we lost Jared Harbrow. So the rebuilding process wasn't easy. And for us to maintain through really what was a pretty indifferent phase on the field, the sort of membership that we did and the revenues that we did, you know, we were pretty proud to make a profit last year when a lot of clubs didn't. You know, he didn't sort of get the hand that a lot of luckier CEOs got. And, you know, we're very grateful to him for the period that he got us through. And, you know, there's other things last year, like we got Footscray back into the team in the VFL and won the grand final. We've got a lot of capital development going on around the Witten Oval. He's got a lot of things that he can look back on during his time and be very, very proud of. And I'm sure it's a sort of thing that he can bookmark and say, well, my time at the Western Bulldogs is punctuated by, you know, a whole lot of significant achievements, and we're grateful to him for those. Having said that, you know, your job as the governance of the club, as the board, is really not just to look at those things, but what's the landscape going to look like over the next 5 years. And we presented a plan to the AFL commission in December in which we demonstrated to them that we think our growth in the next 5 years in percentage terms is going to be as big, if not bigger, than any other team in the competition. You know, we think in revenue terms, we think we'll probably double in size over the next 5 years with some of the commercial ventures we've got going at Edgewater and the Germanic Club. Not only that, though, but we're really revitalising the Witten Oval as a place for VFL footy and mass participation. We had a few crowds of in excess of 7,000 people there last year. And the Ballarat opportunity, of course, for us is a big one as well. And so this is a new phase for us as well. And it's Simon's decision to resign provides us with an opportunity to look at our management and rebuild that as well. As, you know, Mickey Malthouse is used to saying on the field, you know, the departure of one champion provides you with an opportunity for some young player to come in and take the field. And just as we've increased our spend in our footy department by 60% in the last 2 years, we're going to use this opportunity now to relook at our management and provide something that's going to work for us, not just in 2015, but right through to 2020, when we expect to be generating revenues in excess of $70 million.
Pete, was he pushed? Or did he make the decision to resign?
No, he made the decision to resign himself. Is that you, David?
Yeah, it is. And the reason I ask that, with everything that you've just painted there and the deal that he's been handed, I would have thought that he gets to a point in his career and he says, well, all the hard work's been done now. I'm going to enjoy the next 2 or 3 years on the back of everything you just told us, that he would be, you know, enjoying the fruits of the hard work that's been put in. For him to walk away now, It just and we asked the same of Greg Swan and we asked the same as Travis Old about how they left the club. Was it a joint?
I don't know what answers you got, but Simon made the decision to resign. He made it, I think, in a sober way, having had the opportunity to assess what he'd achieved. And with us also looking at the question of, well, what's the next five years going to look for us? I understand it's your role to ask those questions and for the media to sort of pick into these things to look for blues and that sort of thing.
No, it wasn't like that, Pete, because I tried ringing Simon myself. I went to university with Simon, so we've got a good relationship. But he said, no, there was nothing towards, so I wanted to ask you the same question.
No, there's not. I think he's a terrific bloke. I've really enjoyed working with him the last few years. I understand his decision. I think that, you know, when he does see us and when you do see us in the last 2 weeks of September in the next few years and getting great crowds and hopefully starting to be a contributor to competitive balance in the sense that we make enough profit and progress that we're able to help the other clubs that have helped us out in the last few years through that competitive balance system, then he can take his appropriate share of credit for that because, you know, it's been a long, slow haul for the Western Bulldogs over a long period of time. He's not the only bloke to have made a spectacular contribution, but a spectacular contribution he has made, and we're grateful to him for it.
Pete, the job's not over. Still a little bit away to go than what Simon Garlick started. What sort of a candidate are you going to be looking for? Someone with experience? Have you got anybody in mind?
Mark, like it or not, the whole gaming industry is a big part of the AFL these days, and one of the projects that I inherited when I came back as president was this Edgewater project, which is a massive project. You know, we'll be looking for someone who's got experience in those sort of areas. It's a thrill to have the opportunity to call Ballarat home as well. You know, it's part of the extended western region of Melbourne, and I just don't want to pay lip service to that. I want the people of Ballarat to feel in 2, 3, 5 years' time that the Western Bulldogs is their team. And that's going to require us, I think, to set up offices there and put field offices in the field there and work hard with the AFL to make sure we get games there, not just when they build your...
Oh,
goodness me.
Might not have...
His phone ran out of batteries.
we'll get Peter on the line.
Look, I know there are people off the SMS saying, listen, they're not so sure that the... Brendan McCartney resigned. They're not so sure about this one as well. But, you know, I mean, what can you ask for?
No, we'll take it on face value. Simon said the same to me. So,
yep. So we'll put that across that you've been in contact with Simon.
People can move without being sacked. Yeah. In footy, it's a bit different. You would think on everything that was painted, that the whole picture, that Simon would have hung around and would have been really good going forward. But... Each their own, Marco.
Oh, we've heard from both. You've heard from Simon. We've heard from Peter Gordon. He's back online. Peter, we're just saying that there are people texting in saying, right. He told us the coach resigned, and now you're telling us that this fella's resigned as well. But we were saying that we've spoken to Simon in the form of the Ox on the phone today, and also you. So you couldn't be clearer, could you?
No, well, I'm pleased at first that you didn't hang up on me, guys.
No, just cut out. We don't know what happened.
Maybe if you did, but thanks for calling back. No, that's the situation, and you know, people can, footy's a funny game and a funny industry, and people are entitled to interpret what they like out of the whole thing. We're in the most competitive of sports, and let's be honest about it. We're competing against these 17 other clubs, and we do think that over the next 5 years we've got a unique opportunity to sort of build the sort of club with the sort of resources and players and support services that truthfully we've never had before. And we're grateful to the other clubs and to the AFL for competitive balance, because that's been the key that's got us moving in this regard. We're grateful for the entrepreneurialism that our predecessors, and I don't just mean Simon, but I mean guys like Campbell Rose and David Smorgon have brought to this job. It's a pretty thankless job running one of the smaller franchises in the organisation. And the minute anything goes wrong, you do get these people calling up and wanting to impute all sorts of motives to the whole thing. But we're just a group of guys who love the club, who've tried to do our best over years. You know, when I'd done it for 7 or 8 years in 1996 and David Smorgon came along and I knew it was sort of my turn to give a go to someone else, I did it. I did it because I love the club, and I'm glad it was David Smorgon. He did an outstanding job over 16
years. A lot has changed, though, Pete. No captain, new coach. Sorry, you got a captain now, but new coach, new captain, new CEO. Yeah. It's a different dynamic that you haven't dealt with before.
Yeah, but on the other hand, there'd be very, I reckon, let me just say it, I reckon there'd be a few presidents around quietly thinking to themselves, wouldn't mind having a captain like Bob Murphy. I love having Bob Murphy as captain. Yeah, he really wants the job, the way he speaks to the younger guys, the passion with which he deals with the club. I think we've got the captain that we need. I think we've got the coach that we need. I think that, you know, Luke Beveridge is going to surprise a lot of people this year. I love talking to him. I love the rapport that he's got with the players. The spirit around the place today is fantastic. Today we appointed Jordan Roughhead as vice-captain. And, you know, that's a really popular decision around the place as well. And he's such a fantastic young guy. You know, love working with him. And, you know, let me also say, and I don't mean to make this a competition between presidents, I reckon there'd be the odd president around thinking, yeah, I wish I had Tom Boyd, Marcus Bontempelli, Jake Stringer, Jack McRae, Nathan Hunter, Nathan Rovat, Tommy Liberatore. You know, it's not a bad young blend of young blokes running around the field. And,
no, they're good kids.
No,
you
know, question.
Yep, no question.
You know, it's going to be interesting times for the Bulldogs this year. And we all know, you know, you win them and you wear them. We've had tough years. We're used to that. We've had pretty tough.
So you'll have an improving year then, Pete. You expect to climb?
It's a tough year for us, mate. We've got to open this Edgewater facility off the field. We've got to get the Ballarat thing right. But, yeah, I do. I love the spirit around the place. And when you do go through, as a president, when you go through tough times like this, and, you know, October was shocking, let's be honest about it. You know, I love Brendan McCartney, and I hate seeing what happened to him. And, you know, Griff, who would have thought what would have happened there? But it's great to have the solidarity of people that you work with from day to day. We've got a fantastic group of people, you know, from the guys who cut the grass for us and look after the property to the people on the board who have just been fantastic. We are a great club. And I said at the time, you'll see us emerge stronger in 2015. And believe you me, we will.
Good on you, Pete. Hey, just so you know, Sportsbet have got the club's current chief operating officer, Michael Quinn, the $2.50 favourite for the new job, with Adrian Anderson, $5, and Julia Gillard at $101 to be the new
chance.
CEO.
Chance? She a chance,
any
Pete?
Chance?
What a fantastic idea.
She'd be all right.
I'm not allowed to bet on those things.
No.
Right.
Because I've got some role in the outcome. I'm sure they'd all be great candidates. Guys,
you don't have to answer that, Pete.
Don't answer it, Pete. You're going to get yourself in trouble. WesternBulldogs.com.au to become a member for 2015. Do that today, will you? Pete, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Good luck.
Appreciate it, guys. All the best.